This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
I spoke to you last week on breakthrough, and I used the scripture in Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12. Let's read it again. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Everybody say, break up. We talked about how it's important to break up the fallow ground. The fallow ground is the ground of the human heart. The analogy in Mark 4 is that we have the soil of our heart has to be prepared. That's why we have the good harvest of 30, 60, and 100 fold in terms of things God's promised us in the Word. But we have to have the soil of our heart, just like you would plant a seed. The seed has to be in fertile soil. How many of you understand that? The seed is likened unto the incorruptible, ever living, never perishing, promise always intact Word of God. Amen? The word is the seed, the Bible says in that chapter, and the seed is planted. But until the seed is planted on good soil, if it's hard ground, if it's fallow ground can be a sign of something that was good. Because when we used to plant a garden in my grandpa's yard, we would have great, great gardens. But then at the end of the harvest, the ground got hard and the plants died. And we had to till the soil again because the soil was still good. It just needed to be plowed. It needed to be plowed over again so that the seed that never loses its ability to reproduce after its own kind, never loses its life that God gave it. How many of you know that the seed is likened unto the Word, and the Word of God never loses its power, never loses its ability to reproduce itself in you? If it's a healing word, how many of you know it can bring healing in your body? If it's a prosperity word, how many of you can be prosperity in your finances? Somebody say amen. If it's the peace of God, the Word of God is peace into your spirit. How many of you know when you plant peace from God's Word into the soil of your heart, how many of you know peace rises within you? And so we need to turn up the fallow ground, plow the fallow ground. And we talked about how that we can plow. In Hosea 10, verse 11, it says this, Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to thresh. But I will come over her fair neck with a yoke. I will harness Ephraim, but Judah will plow. Jacob will harrow for himself. The word plow is used in Scripture with Judah. Judah will plow. What that means is Judah will turn up the soil, which is what we're talking about, turning up the soil of your heart. But how do you turn up the soil of your heart? Judah means praise. Judah in Scripture is the tribe that was always praising God. They were the praisers. They were ordained to be praisers in the tabernacle and everywhere that they went. So in the temple of God. So when we praise God, we are turning up the fallow ground of our hearts and making our hearts ready to receive the seed of healing, the seed of prosperity, of finance, the seed of deliverance, the seed of peace. Somebody say amen. When you praise God, it turns up the fallow ground, and it also causes God to inhabit the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3 says that God was enthroned. It means he rules. He stands up, and he says, I take dominion, and I take authority. If you need God to manifest in your situation, if you need God to stand up and take authority in your situation, if you need God to stand up and say, I'm here, you can't be, fear go. Poverty go, sickness go. If you want that, you need to praise the name of the Lord. Because when you praise him, he stands up, he manifests. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Let's praise him right now. We just give you glory and honor and praise. If you're new, and we're raising our hands because we say, Lord, we lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, praising the name of Jesus. We shoot hands of praise towards you, O God, and we bless you and we thank you for who you are, because when we love you like this, you love us back. Hallelujah. We're loving you because you first loved me.
Hallelujah. And when I love you back, you say, oh, I've got more than I gave you the first time. I blessed you before, and I can bless you again. Because when your baby comes to you and says, Daddy, thank you, it doesn't make you hold back. It makes you give more. Oh, somebody say, praise the name of my Father. I give you glory, Father, because you're my provider. I give you glory because you'll never let me starve. In fact, Lord, you'll give me more than enough that I may shoot bread on the water, and it'll come back to me in due season, oh Lord. Oh, you're the God of plenty, and you respond to people who love you back. Hallelujah. Say, praise is love towards the Father. When my little grandchild comes to me and says, Papa, I love you. And he means it. And he said, Papa, I want ice cream. I don't even care I'm being manipulated. Because when he lift up those little hands, said, Papa, and he come and put his hand on my head on my shoulder, Papa, I love you. And you know what? Many times he doesn't. He don't want anything, but I'm ready. And he'll come back and say, Papa, Papa, well, can I go home with you? Will you take me get ice cream? Come on, boy. I remember he loved me when he didn't want nothing. Hallelujah. He loved me just because I'm Papa. Hallelujah. Oh, what can he have? Anything I have is his because he loves me back. God's not an egomaniac. He's a grandpa wanting love. Are you listening to me? You say, how dare you reduce God to... What do you mean? He's the one who made all this. Do you know the Father is the one who created families? Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. He says, I'm not only your grandpa, I'm your great, 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 great grandpa, because I love you from generation to generation to generation to generation. You may not know, but I'm preaching good this morning. Because his love will never give up on you. I said his love will never run dry. His love will never quit flowing. When he gives more, he just gives more. And then he wants to give more and more and more and more and more. You've not scratched the surface of how much he loves you. You believe him for something? Are you? Anybody got a dream hadn't come to pass yet? Lift your hand if you have. How many of you want more than you've got? You want it? Just dwell on how much he loves you. Because as you dwell and meditate on his love for you, not your love for him, you dwell on his love for you. Well, when you get past your guilt, when you get past your condemnation, when you get past the devil's lies about you, when you get past the who so-and-so said you ain't never going to amount to anything and you ain't good enough, when you get past all that crap and you start thinking about he loved me enough to give his own boy for me and he loved me enough to raise him from the dead and he loved me when I was worthless and he loved me when he didn't have to love me and he loved me and he saved me and he forgave me and he gave me a beautiful wife and he gave me these boys and these girls and he gave me a job when I didn't have a job and he gave me a job when they didn't have a job. When you start thinking about how much he's already loved you, it'll increase your faith and say, Lord, if you did it once, you'll do it again. Because just like a grandpa, he never gets tired of giving and loving. Oh, give him a glory today. Give him glory. He loves you. He loves you. He loves me. He loves me. Hallelujah. Why am I healed? Because he loves me. Why will I be healed? Because he loves me. Why will I get what other people don't get? Because he loves me. He favors me and favor's not fair. Favor comes out of the heart of the Father. He can't do anything but give. Say, my Father's a giver. Say, my Father's a lover. He's ready. He's ready right now. You're the one that's not ready. You know why? You haven't meditated on how much he loves you. Well, how can he love me? Just read about what he made you to be. Read about the dream that he created you before you were in your mother's womb. Dream about, read about, meditate about how that he has a plan for you. And he made every one of your days before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb. You're not seeking your plan. You're seeking his plan for you. Because trust me, his plan's much, much better than anything you could do. Oh, when you start thinking about how much he's already planned for you. I know the thoughts and the plans I have towards you, says the Lord. Not thoughts of evil and calamity, but thoughts of a good ending and hope and everything that only I can provide. Oh, well, I don't know. No, you don't, because if you did, you'd say, oh, thank you for reminding me, because his love never ceases. If you don't believe it, just look back. You thought you were done 6 months ago when you did what you know you did. You thought you were worthless when you refused to do what you didn't do for years and years, and yet you finally yielded. Did he thrash you? Did he slap you? Did he turn you away? Did he kick you to the wayside? He said, no, I've been waiting for you. Come on, honey. Come on, I've been waiting for you. Now, not only am I ready for you, I'm going to put my robe on you. Here's my ring. He says, now I've got a banquet prepared for you. The devil thought he had you where he wanted you. You thought you were done. You thought you were in a pit and you were done for. So could have Joseph. But you know what? Joseph was put in a pit, but he came out of the pit. Hallelujah. I said he came out of the pit. And he was put in jail, but he came out of the jail. Hallelujah. You may start in a pit. You may end up in a jail, but you'll not stay there. You'll end up in the kingship, sitting right next to the king. Joseph was right next to the king. You know who I'm sitting by? I'm seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And he's seated at the throne of the Father, to the right hand of the Father. And I'm seated with him in heavenly places. I started off in a pit. I started off in filth, but I ended up sitting by the king. Hallelujah. And everything is under my feet. Everything I have dominion over. Everything I step on, God has given me. And every step I take, the Lord says, I have given you that land. You need to start stepping on your enemies. You need to start stepping on the devil's lies. You need to start stepping on poverty. Somebody say amen. You need to step on lack. Somebody say amen. I'm stepping on sickness right now. I'm stepping on fear. I'm stepping on fear. I'm stepping on doubt. I'm stepping on lack. I'm stepping on depression. I'm seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. 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 Judah will plow. Judah will plow. I preached last week on the demon-possessed man who came and worshiped God. Inside of him, though he'd never met Jesus, when he saw Jesus, he saw hope. He saw the love of a father, the love of the son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. He didn't know who they were until the demons made the mistake of identifying him. But he knew that when he saw him, he ran towards him. I'm asking you to have the same sense God gave that demoniac. When you get down and you feel like you're hopeless, when you see Jesus, have the sense to run and bow and lift your heart and worship him. Because when you praise him, when you praise him, you open up your heart for him to change and to bring forth things that you haven't seen or heard or imagined. Hear me. What eye hath not seen, what ear hath not yet heard. You know what that means? God says, I'll open up the eyes of your heart. God says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We need to hear, not with our ear. We don't need to see with our natural eye. We need to see with a revelation of Jesus Christ what he's already planned for you and me. I need to hear what he's saying to me. He's saying, come a little closer. Come closer. I've got things you haven't even thought of. What eye hasn't seen, what ear hasn't heard. It hasn't yet entered into your heart because you haven't plowed. You haven't praised me. You haven't acknowledged who I am and who I've made you to be. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The old man is dead. Behold, I'm a new creature. I've been made, according to 1 Corinthians, into a new creature. I am in Christ Jesus. So, when I'm in him, He can take that word of everything he promised to those who are, everybody say, in him. When I'm in him, my righteousness isn't my righteousness. My used to be filthy rags, but not anymore. I have the righteousness of Jesus. And so when I come before the throne asking for God's promises to his children, he's not looking at my old righteousness. He's looking at my new righteousness. I'm in Christ Jesus. He doesn't see me. He sees Jesus. Are you listening? So I can have what my eyes used to couldn't see. I can have what my ears hadn't yet heard. Because things that haven't even yet entered into my heart, when I praise him, the fallow ground is turned over. And the seed that God says, I'm going to give you things you ain't seen or heard or thought of yet. But that don't mean I don't have them prepared. The things that God has going to prepare has already, say it, already prepared. For those who, say love. Love. What are you doing when you're praising him? You're loving him for what he's already done for you. Does anybody love Jesus this morning? Has he done anything for you? Hallelujah. Just keep loving him. Just keep loving him. Keep praising. Keep acknowledging him for what he's already done. And he's going to show you the things that your heart hasn't seen yet. He's going to do the things that he's prepared for you. You hear me? This is all 1 Corinthians 2. If you want to read it. 1 or 2 Corinthians, I forget. It's the second chapter. You know why? You have the mind of Christ. We need to have the mind of Christ. That's what this whole message is about. So, say, I'm going to plow. I'm going to plow. I'm going to praise. And I'm breaking up this fallow ground. Hallelujah. Say, let's praise. Well, how do I do that? I feel terrible in the morning. I feel terrible at night. I feel terrible. My boss told me I was worthless. My boss told me I can't. It's a wonder he don't fire me. My boss told me that. My mama told me that. My mama never breastfed me. I'm ruined. I'm done. You can dwell on anything negative, or you can praise him for what he's fearfully and wonderfully made you to be. Huh? Your mind tells you you're worthless. Your feelings tell you you ain't got no hope. Huh? Are you listening? You need to tell your soul to shut up. What is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your feelings, your emotions, and your ability to choose. You need to tell your soul, you know what? I am a spirit. I possess you. You're my soul. I live in a body, and the soul is riding herd over the body. The body is a bunch of appetites. Some good, some not good. Just, you know, hey, sex is wonderful, but it can be bad. It can be a bad thing. Are you listening? Got quiet. You say the word S-E-X, it's all over. Just because I'm over 50 don't mean, you know, anyway, never mind. I ain't dead. I'm very much alive. It's like that guy, he was 85 years old, and he was a marriage counselor. He said, Dr. Jones, he says, when does the sex drive in a man? He says, well, that's very hard to say. He says, many different opinions, but I can tell you one thing for sure. It's sometime after the age of 85. Our drives can be good or bad. God made me fearfully and wonderfully. Are you listening? I got to tell my soul, soul, shut up. And the soul says, oh, body, line up. Spirit's leading. And you know what? I'll be. The Holy Ghost is sitting on that man's spirit again. He's on the throne of his spirit. We got to do what they tell us. Come on. Are you listening to me? So everybody say, plow. Turn to Psalms. Psalms. Still with me? Hallelujah. I have to. I don't know where I'm at. I got three sermons in here. It's all your fault. It's all good. Psalms 102, 103. Say, soul, shut up. Say, feelings, shut up. Say, eyes of the flesh, shut up. You ever look in the mirror in the morning? Tell it to shut up. Tell your mind to shut up. Tell your eyes to shut up. And tell your spirit, you're in charge. And here's what you need to say. Put it up there for me, okay? Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5, verses 8 through 14, and verse 17. Poof, there it is. Hallelujah. Everybody say, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgave all my sins, who healed all my diseases, who redeems me from destruction, who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Say, shut up, soul. I'm young. I'm not old. I got plenty of energy. Say, shut up, soul. I'm good looking. Oh, somebody say amen to that, please. You get the idea? You know what this is? You're blessing the Lord when you tell your soul these things. I said, you're praising the Lord. You're. Are you hearing me? You're digging up. You're breaking up fallow ground. When you tell your soul, shut up. You're not negative. You're positive. You're not done. You're just beginning. You're not old. You're young. The Bible says, I was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And I'm Caleb. I'm 80. And I'm looking for a mountain to take. I'm looking for the enemy to destroy them. I'm not in a fort hoping they don't whip me. I'm looking for them. Saying, get out of the way of the Lord God Almighty. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that comes against the... Are you listening to me? Oh, I tell you what, you people act about as excited about telling your soul to shut up as you do about going to lunch and being on a fast. Hallelujah. 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 Say praise. Say praise. God is enthroned on the praises of Israel. That's us. Philippians 4:8. I got to hurry. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report. Let's read it in the Amplified. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of self-respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever brings hope, in other words, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. Everybody say, praise is a seed that can be planted in my heart. The fallow ground can be turned up. Say it again. Say glory to God. Say glory to God. Say, just say glory to God. Every time you say glory to God, now you can do it like him, or you do it like he, or you can do it like he started. You say, well, he's ridiculous. You don't know what he's been through like I do the last 3 weeks. He couldn't even come out of his room 2 weeks ago. Now he's here and he's healthy and he's whole, and that's why he says glory to God. So excuse us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you praise him, things change. Harvest comes forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, shut up, soul. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Say, break out. Say, break out. You need to break out. We need to break out of the mental prison that the enemy has put you in, that you have allowed the enemy to put you in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We need to meditate on what God has already said. I need to take control of my soul. Say it one more time. Say, shut up, soul. Say, shut up, mind. I need to take charge of my mind. I have the mind of Christ. It's right here. Are you listening? Are you listening? What I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it yet entered into the heart, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, Paul said, that you may know the power towards us to believe, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that you may know the hope of what he's called you to be. What is that talking about? The eyes of your heart. The eyes of your heart is what you understand with. I pray that the eyes of your understanding, it also is translated to me, may be enlightened, may be opened up. When you take charge of your soul, it opens up your understanding to receive everything God's already ordained you to be, what he said you are. So you need to take charge over your soul every single day. Your soul's not saved. Your spirit is saved. Your spirit is born again. Your soul is not born again. Your mind and your thinking, are you hearing me? That's why you get up every morning. You had a great night. You said, you know what? I'll make it. Next morning, you go and say, my God, I'm a mess. You know why? You need to renew your soul, your mind, and your emotions with the word, what God says you are. So when we remind our soul of who we are, we're saying, hey, you know what? I'm taking charge over you. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says God, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. We need to say, break out. We need to meditate on these things, the things that are right. How do you break out? You do it by exchanging God's thoughts where your thoughts were, exchanging your thoughts for God's thoughts. Micah 2, verses 12 and 13. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like sheep of the fold, like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They shall make a loud noise because of so many people. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out. Say, break out. Pass through the gate and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. What is that saying? You're the sheep of his pasture. The shepherd here in Scripture is the Messiah. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is it saying that he does? What is it saying he does? He says, I will assemble you, O Jacob. I'll gather you around me. I will put them together like the sheep of the fold. And like a flock in the midst of their pasture, they shall make a loud noise because of so many people. I believe that's praise. Are you listening to me? The one who breaks open will come up before them. Who is the one who breaks open? Who broke open every prison that you were ever in? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's the one who came through the womb of a woman because he earned the right, being God fully and man fully. And he says, I have earned the right. I have the legal right to wash away your sins and make you sheep of my pasture. And the reason why I can do it is because I am legally here. The devil's outside the sheepfold and he's trying to get over the gate, but he doesn't have a right because he was never born through the womb of a woman. What's more, he didn't give his life. He isn't God. Jesus was God. He is God and he gave his life. So you and I are sheep of his pasture. He has earned the right to be our shepherd. And we have an eternal right to be sheep of his pasture. And what does the scripture say? He says, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out. Say it again. Break out. Pass through the gate and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. Who's going to lead you out of this mental morass, this mess of your natural thinking of who you are, this cesspool of the lack of self-worth, the lies the devil brings to you every time you mess up, every time you fail, every time you've looked in the mirror, as it were? I got news for you. You are sheep of his pasture. He says, I have fearfully and wonderfully made you to be what I created you to be. I wish somebody would get excited about what I'm saying. And it don't matter what comes against you or who comes against you or what thoughts comes against you. I know who I made you to be. And I'm going to lead you out of this thing. I'm going to break you out of this mental prison.
that says you can't, you ain't good enough, and you never will be. I say you are more than a conqueror because he loves you, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? And you are his sheep, and you know his voice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, shut up, soul. I'm ready to break out. To break out. I'll receive the fullness of God's word. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud and be fruitful, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing that I sent it. Don't lose me now. There's a word in every one of you. There's a word when you're bored. There's a word when you're tired. There's a seed in you when you're bored. There's a seed when you're tired. There's a seed in you when you're discouraged. All you got to do is praise him and tell your soul to shut up, because the seed that's in you will germinate and flourish and break forth if you'll just prepare the soil of your hearts. Come to the keys. Somebody go get them. I don't know that they think I'm through yet. I'm never through 5 minutes early. They're out there whining and dining and eating and drinking. She's on a fast, obviously. She's here serving God while they're all out there partying. Thank you, Amanda. Go ahead and place something anointed. Breaking out of the confining mentality. Breaking out has to do with our minds. I've talked about the mouth. I've talked about the mind. I've talked less about our feelings. Do you understand the same thing about feelings? It's the same thing with the mind, same thing with the mind, same thing with feelings. Your feelings are liars. You hear me? I don't go by feeling. If feeling comes and it's of God, I enjoy it. But a feeling comes and says, you're doomed, you're worthless, and you ain't going to make it. I say, get behind me, devil. Feelings lie. Most times my feelings lie. I can just walk down the street praising God, and all of a sudden I feel ugly. I feel hopeless. It'll just hit me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, out of the blue. You know what I tell it? You don't belong here. You get out of here, and furthermore, you're not in charge. The word of God's in charge, and there's a seed inside of me, and I'm not about to let you get in and cause my heart to be hardened. You hear that? Cause my heart to be hardened. Guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. When you're tired, refurbish with the word. Speak the word. If you don't feel nothing, if you don't feel nothing, if you don't feel like it, you know why? When you're tired, you're susceptible. When you've got great victory, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Whoo! Victory! You better get ready, because you're vulnerable. And I'll tell you another thing. When you're tired and you want to quit, you don't need to quit. You just need to align yourself and refresh yourself. And you know how you do it? Praising the Lord and renewing your heart with the word. If David had done that, he'd have never come home and never been with Bathsheba. He wouldn't have murdered her husband after he slept with his wife, with the man's wife. It's important. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the issues and the forces of life. Guard your heart. The Bible says, guard your heart. Lord, help me. Never giving up. I'm talking about the will. Never giving up. Constantly seeking, searching, realigning, renewing. Looking for more of Jesus, more of his love, his presence,
His purpose and will for our lives, finding fulfillment in Him. He has a plan that is made for you and me, not yet satisfied, not done, not even half done. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Look at me. When you're tired, you tend to be weak. You must create the God-given wisdom and habit of coming back into the presence. I don't care what you got to do. Get back into the presence of God. How do you do that? Through praise and through worship and through the word. Get with people. Get yourself here, because I've come here over and over again and my soul was ruling me, and I'm preaching for God's sakes. But when I entered in to his presence, hallelujah, when I raised my health and off the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, when you've been waiting 8 months for a job and it hadn't come yet, and I kept raising my hands. When he's left me for the fourth time, I kept raising my hands. You say, I just don't believe that's necessary. Oh, yeah. You know what? There are a lot of people that have gone even further. But when they stayed the course, God gave them everything he promised. He restores. He renews. He refreshes. He makes the people like Job better than they were. It may not be popular, and it may seem like I'm repetitive, but it's okay, because I believe that I'm right now trying to keep you from falling like David did, and you're fully successful right now, but you're susceptible because the devil wants to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, Jesus says. What do you do when you work like a dog and you get the new kitchen and you buy the new boat and it doesn't satisfy you? You know what you do? You start looking for illicit relationships. You say, I want more. And you cut corners and you cheat. You must renew your mind, because fallow ground is nothing to mess with. I am your pastor and I love you. What are you doing? I'm teaching sons. I refuse for the devil to cause you to fail and to fall. You'll finish strong. You'll never fall. You're in the middle of success, not failure. And success will never ruin you, because you have a watch over your souls, and the shepherd of your souls is watching over you as well. Father, I praise you. I've said what I needed to say, I think. So I just give you glory and honor and praise, because, Lord, we're about to break through. As surely as we feel weary, he really wants to take us higher than we've ever been, and no joys that we thought were not attainable. We didn't think we could be this happy. Or we did. Why would we quit thinking that there's more? Lord, we thank you for breakthrough to higher ground. To higher ground, breaking out of confining mentalities. Breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To fresh water. Break up. Break out. Breakthrough. He who leads will lead us to the fresh water. If you drink of the water I shall give you, you will never thirst again. It shall be like a river flowing up from deep within your soul. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Say it with me. There is more that eye hasn't seen and ear hasn't heard. It hasn't even yet entered into your heart. The things that God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Provision is here. Healing is here. Deliverance is here. Grace is here. Jesus is here. He has left the crowd and crossed over through the storm to bring us peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. I say, let us worship him. Let us praise him. In the morning, at noon, at night, in the middle of the storm, in the middle of plenty and harvest and success, before, during, and after, Let everything that hath breath praise.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.